Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, Darkness, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Lafian lets his eye wander, Raoul fades away, Squash listens to illusions, as Wotana considers a new profession. Lefera fills in the team on what life is like in Kino, but nothing quite prepares them for the double-headed creature that awaits them. In the heat of battle, with darkness all around them and Raoul alone in the stalking, the heroes must end this being quickly, before it ends them. Did Kesa put this creature in here? What does Lefera know of their task? And what are they fighting? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
So after the lair action, it is now Lafian's go. What do you want to do, bud?
So Lafian is going to step out of the darkness.
Yes. Are you walking towards the thing, away from the thing, to the side? Let's have a rough idea where you're going.
To the side, because he still needs to be within the 60-foot range for everybody.
Yep. Okay. Then you walk to one side. You are out of the darkness. You can see these orbs of blackness around where all of your friends are standing. They are completely engulfed in this darkness.
He's going to command the fire elemental to attack, and then he's going to ready an action as soon as his
ally is visible.
Need to look at the initiative. Raoul, when are you popping back in?
Everyone will pop into existence before your next go.
Okay. Then Raoul pops back into existence, and I see him and all my other friends.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to use my overwhelming attack.
Okay, so I think you have to strike off side points for that regardless. So
I will strike
you
those
do
off.
That.
And
that's
then
fantastic.
I'm going to do the fire elemental attacks.
Yes, go for it. If it is not looking at it, it is a flat roll. Wait, yeah. Yeah, because there are a bunch of people nearby that are menacing it, like invisible or not, or in darkness, it's still menacing them. Also, Rao just beat the shit out of it a lot. Like, I think it's pretty fucking menaced.
Flat roll?
Yeah, just a flat roll.
Okay.
As long as it's not looking at it.
16 to hit.
Fail.
Also 16 to hit.
So a fail.
All right.
But it's aura? Or does it only do the aura when it turns up?
First time it enters a creature's space on a turn. So it can literally just, like, step out and then step back.
Yeah.
In.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's just going to take another ton of fire damage.
Go for it.
So, ooh, 9.
It is not quite as effective as you want it to be, but it still does some damage.
Yep.
You see, like, the back of its knee begin to burn up. Oh, it's butt. You're at the butt end, right?
Yeah. It's got a hot butt.
Okay, cool. It's got a hot butt. Cool.
All right, I'm ready. For the love of God,
okay,
guys.
Okay, you're ready.
I'm holding.
Ready for the moment where you can see all of your buds. Okay, Squash, you're in darkness. What do you want to do?
Squash is going to start moving out of the darkness and move behind the anvil.
Yes, absolutely you can.
Would that move me out of the magical darkness?
Yes. Right. So you would have to like move like it would move like 30-ish feet to get to the ingots, and then you would be able to move like another 30 feet to get like behind the forge, behind the anvil, that's so that you could hide well enough.
All right. Yeah. That was my intention. Cool. I just wanted to make sure that the magical darkness wasn't moving with me. I know it didn't move with Laffian, but I did not dare assume the same for myself.
I did consider casting it on items each of you are carrying, but I decided that would be a huge dick move.
As we slowly start tearing our clothes off, trying to figure out what fuck item it is. And once I'm behind the forge, I am going to make a stealth check against its passive perception. That's a 34. That's a 19.
It's passive perception.
Yeah, so that's how that's supposed to work.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I realized afterwards, like earlier, like, wait.
As soon as you said it, I realized you are 100% correct. All right, let me check what its natural thing would be. Okay, what is your minimum roll that you can do on hiding?
25.
Okay, you will always automatically pass your hide roll.
Suck it. All right. with that,
it is good. If it rolls, it will seal you, but yeah, you can almost, as long as you have a legitimate way that you are hiding, you will always be able to hide. There's no point rolling.
All right. And then I'm going to roll flat sneak attack since I can't get advantage because I can't look at the thing.
Yep.
That's, come on.
D4?
That's never going to push me over the limit, I think.
I don't know if it's 22 or 23, but I don't know.
Okay, I'm using my inspiration because this thing is destroying us. I already used my
inspiration.
I already did.
Oh, yes, you did, yeah. You don't have them stacked. Your bolt goes completely wide.
All right, the only thing I guess I can point out is that... when you are hidden from a creature and miss with an attack ranged weapon, making an attack doesn't reveal your position. So I am currently hidden from the creature. It does not see me.
Oh, great. Then you get like a spare bonus action next time around.
Basically. I just want to pass that on before I pass my goal.
Absolutely perfect. Yep, absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Okay. At the end of Squash's go, it's going to use a legendary action to attack.
You see, it's a good thing I went to the stalking because I can't get this extra turn bounce is about to do if I'm dead.
Yeah, but also not here. It's going to wildly attack. It has true sight, actually. It doesn't matter for it. It's again going to attempt to attack Zoltana.
No! Kill me. I'm only at 52.
Yes!
I only have 52 health left.
How much?
52.
I have 24.
You do have your new domain, your oath feature. Keep that in mind.
I do, but it's for using on other people, not for using on myself.
That's not... No.
That thing can absolutely do that much damage, though.
No, Casey, your thing is to hurt other people to heal to save yourself.
Oh.
When you drop to zero HP, you can restore life to yourself as a reaction.
Yes.
Oh, as a reaction. Oh, no, if you do that, I can't make you...
Yes. Anyway, it strikes you for... 21 versus your armor class.
Yep, that hits me.
You take 31 bludgeoning damage and 22 necrotic damage.
Well, sounds like I'm at zero hit points.
Jesus.
Just do the fucking thing.
As a reaction, I don't know what it is. I can't find it. But it's
Oh, wait,
is it...
Casey, you're raging.
I am raging.
Half damage.
Only on the bludgeoning.
You should still be conscious then.
Yep. In that case, you take 15 bludgeoning, so you get 15 hit points back. No, you get 16 hit points back because it hit you for 31. So you have 16 health without using Unstoppable, without using your reaction.
Save that for another turn. You're still up, though. You're still up. You didn't have to use the thing.
Is that... No, I know. Is that my turn then? Was that Lair?
Nope. Nope. That was not Lair. That was the its legendary action after Squash's go. Okay, it's its go.
Oh no!
Yeah. Okay.
Oh no.
It can't see you. It can't see you. Oh, you're holding onto Bless, which is a concentration spell, correct?
That is a concentration spell, yes.
Yes. You have to take a con save against the damage you just took to maintain concentration on the Bless. I'd forgot. I had remembered it last time I did the damage, but I forgot it this time. I'm not forgetting it. All right, so you took 15 plus 22, which is 27. 27 halved is 13. And you had a con save of 18. You just about hold on. Cool. All right. It's go. It turns and looks at... Fuck it. Evens and odds. Casey, even or odd?
Even.
Okay.
Like, dude, it's... if you have to attack me again, I get it.
You chose
nope, it's
poorly.
To be fair, it is a creature and I'm gonna try and be random where I can. If it has been crit three times out of four from a last round, it's gonna attack you. However, it's looking down, everything looks bad, it has like big like tentacly kind of arms. On an evens, it smashes down at your new companion Lysera. That one hits. And that one hits. Alright,
Oh boy.
She has to do a con save on both of those hits. Oh no. Okay, she takes 35 points of bludgeoning damage, which reduces her maximum HP by 35. And she takes a second hit of 35 bludgeoning damage, which reduces her maximum HP by 35. She's currently sitting on a maximum HP of 4.
Oh no.
That's its go, over.
She might wanna, you know, get out of there.
She might wanna disengage the fuck off. Alright. It is now. Oh, it's her go, actually, funnily enough. Lysera looks really sick. It looks like all the colour has completely drained from her. She does not look well at all in the slightest. You see these two kind of like bruises that are forming on either side of her head, and she looks like she's going to throw up any second. She looks very unwell. She looks at Zoltana. Oh no, she can't. You're all in darkness. So far as she's concerned, she got hit in the head twice. Who fuck knows what. She is going to disengage as an action, and she is going to fuck off behind the forge. So she kind of runs out and she, like, Squash, you see her on the other side of the forge. She looks very unwell, like she's about to pass out any second. She has disengaged and for the moment she's just going to hide on the other side of this forge. Okay, Zoltana, it's your go.
Okay, so first thing I'm doing is using a bonus action to heal myself. I'm fucking pissed, so I'm using all of my lay on hands.
I think lay on hands is an action.
It is not. Oh, it is an action. You're right. Never mind. Fuck. I don't know what anything is anymore.
I'm in a mood. Though.
You've got me in a bad mood with this fucking fight.
I'm saying that you guys have done a fuck ton of damage to it. I have no regrets.
Okay, so in that case, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself. At a level 4.
Okay,
because that is a bonus action.
Nope.
No?
Lay on hands is an action.
Why is everything stupid? I hate this fucking game. I hate D&D. I'm done. I'm never playing it again. We're done here.
Healing word is a bonus action that
heals. Well, I don't fucking have that, so...
You're better off just using your lay on hands and pumping all of it into yourself right now.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. I want to fight it.
You're about to.
Yeah, as soon as Laughing goes, you're going to get your turn to smite the fuck out of it.
Give me 1 second.
And when my turn comes around, I can assumably either make you attack again or I could heal you.
Yes, but give me 1 second. I just want to see something.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see. I had a bunch of plans and it turns out I don't know what anything is. So I just need a second to look at all my spells again.
If you would like, I can make a suggestion.
Okay.
I know some of your other wrath spells are bonus action. The concentration though.
That's okay.
Because you have bless.
Actually, that's not okay.
I hate.
Nope.
Single thing that is happening today.
Your bless has saved me twice now. Yes. I am so happy with all the decisions you've made.
I'm not. I'm gonna lay on hands myself. I think the most important thing right now is to give myself all of my lay on hands.
Yeah.
And it's 5. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I fixed it. It's 5 for every level, right?
Correct. And you're level 15, so you should be able to regain
75
hit points.
Thank you. Ooh. I knew that I fucked that up. I still have it at 65 on my sheet, so I'm just gonna. It's fine.
Lay your hand not get buffed at all.
You lay your hands upon yourself, and you are healed for 75 hit points. You feel much revigorated. Ragey as fuck, but much revigorated.
Oh, boy.
Is there anything else you would like to do?
Well, you know, there's a lot of fucking things I'd really like to do, V, but unfortunately, everything I want to do is also a fucking action. So, you know, like, I can't use Hold Person. I can't banish it.
Vow.
I can't.
I'm also going to mention Hold Person would not work on this.
I am vowing enmity against this fucking thing.
That's a bonus action.
But
that's
I
not
can't,
concentration.
I can't. Because I can't. Because I can't see it. So,
step
you
out
know,
of the darkness. You need
I step
to step
out. I step out of the darkness and I fucking look at the darkness and I yell, "You fucking asshole!" And that is my vow of enmity against this thing. Is that
perfect? That is a 100% perfect use of a raised voice. You smoked your own accent. It was beautiful.
Can you tell that I'm just goddamn done with this fight already?
This fight has me stressed.
Can you tell that cool. I'm going to enjoy fucking killing the shit out
killing
of this,
this
thing? I am going
yeah,
to stab
I know.
It 12
this is
times
be worth.
After it's dead and take its head off.
Great, you really will be covered in blood, which is exactly what I wanted you to be. Cool, great. So that is Zoltana's go over. At the end of its go... No, at the end of Zoltana's go... Wait, the monster didn't take fire damage on its round, did it? I don't remember. I don't think it did.
No, I didn't roll for it.
Roll it, and then we'll add it in.
5.
Cool. It is only half as effective. All right,
yep.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the end of Zoltana's go, it is going to attack again.
Oh, no.
I can attack
odds or evens, Casey?
Kick your ass, V. I'm going to come to fucking Iceland and kick... No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, whoa. I'm having some Zoltana ass rage issues from this fight.
Odds or evens, Casey?
Evens.
Okay, it attacks you.
Yep, that sounds about fucking right.
23 versus your armor class.
No, it doesn't hit. It doesn't hit. You can't prove it does. Just kidding. Yeah, of course it hits.
Okay, thank God.
He's like fucking thank
you are
God.
Raging. You are raging, so you take 15 points of bludgeoning damage and 22 points of necrotic damage.
Wow.
Oh no.
All right, top of the round, Ral.
Oh no.
You are currently in the stalking, watching everything happen in slow motion.
Hi, Spectre.
You can see Spectre's hands are kind of either side of its face. You know, like the scream?
Yeah.
It kind of looks a bit like that.
Yeah.
Why do I so what? Want Ralph to go like, I'm not having a good day, Spectre?
That's kind of the vibe that Ralph has with his 20
no.
whatever HP now. Fucking dead.
Ralph? Ralph?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Fighting. like usual, I'm just gonna punch it. Right?
You're gonna be fine, alright? Just have confidence, you've got this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh god. Sorry. Oh, Michael.
Raul does like a little fake punch, like, yeah, got this. It doesn't look very confident, but he does like the little.
Nobody
fake punch.
In the stalking looks confident right now.
And Raul, there's darkness around, but I'm not in it. I'm in the stalking, V. Can I see what's going on and get that good first advantage hit still? Because I can look at it technically right now.
Do you know what? Actually, yes. I will allow you on this, like, punch out to grab an advantage. But other than that, you have to stay at, like, out. If you look at its disadvantage. Yeah. I'll allow it on this one bullshit turn.
Yeah. Of course.
Maneuver yourself so you're not going to be in the darkness when you appear.
It's very true. I will do that. Just scoot over. Still doing punch.
Mm-hmm.
With advantage, that's 27 to hit for 13
that
damage.
Hit?
Plus
40.
1 plus 1. 15. Next hit. Oh, I don't have advantage on that. It was a natural one.
That fails.
Yeah. The next punch, 27 for 13 plus 4.
That one absolutely hits.
Plus another 4.
Blimey, fucking hell.
And then key point for one more. Take off the point. Boop. 29 for 14 plus 5 plus
yes.
1.
Oh, he's just gonna nuke the shit out of you.
These rolls have been amazing, Neil.
Woo!
It's disgusting! Fuck! Alright, Raoul has popped out of the stalking. You've used your move, your action. Now at this point, you can definitely use your held action, your reaction to cause
Please.
Everyone else to have there. Yes, okay. We're just going to go from the top of the round and work down because it's just a lot easier on my brain. Ralph,
punch,
which uses your reaction.
Yes.
Two more punches.
Punch.
Two more punch.
Two more punch.
28.
Okay.
For
that's
10.
That's 18
plus 8.
Damage.
Plus 4.
I need to go to therapy after this podcast.
You guys are doing great.
My anxiety is up here right now.
Guys are doing great. And then the second one. Yep, yeah, okay. So that's your extra punch.
The other, I get two punch, yeah? For
yep,
action.
Yep, two punch.
Yep, the other one's 28 as well. For 12 plus
yep,
7 plus 1.
Okay.
So 20.
Yeah, he super hates you, dude. Like, you fucked this guy up a lot.
Good.
Well,
okay,
I'm about to die.
In that case... Squash, you have a choice to use a reaction if you wish.
I kind of just have to, so I'm going to do that. I'm technically sneaking,
hidden.
So I have a normal attack
yes.
against him.
Yes, you do.
Boop. That's another.
There has to
18.
Be some way to add more.
I genuinely do not have anything, Arch.
There
I have
to be
oh
something.
Oh my gosh, you normally have a plus 12 as well.
I have a plus 12 and I rolled a bunch of 18s in a row. And if I still have blessed, which I think I do, I yep. got a 22 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. 38 piercing damage, 11 frost.
All right. 38 makes it. And how much frost? 11, so that makes it 5. I would like you to, next time you have to do one of those god-awful saves, to remember that your crossbow allows you to do rerolls on the save.
On
as a reaction, once per day.
What? Reroll
as a
save?
Reaction,
yes,
reroll
Jesus,
a save.
I forgot about that. Fuck.
Yep.
Yes.
I didn't remember until you clicked it. So yeah. I make these weapons and then don't give a shit. Like,
thank you. Thank you.
Okay. That was Squash and now Zoltana.
Your advantage because you vowed.
No. Can't look at it.
Flat roll then, yeah.
And I get, do I only get one action, right? Or do I get two because I have a...
Two attacks.
Thank you.
Two attack, straight rolls.
The first one, I'm assuming, does not hit because it's a 12.
Oof. That is a miss.
You have inspiration, please.
And the second one's a 28, but I'm also going to use inspiration on that first one.
Yep.
Which means, do I get to add a d10?
You just roll again.
Oh.
Like, you have inspirations, so just mark off, like, your natural DM-given inspiration.
Second one is a 19.
That one fails.
You have a d4 because you're...
But if you haven't used...
What?
If you haven't used your bardic inspiration, you can add that.
I'm going to.
They bless you?
That's a d10.
So that's plus 7. So that's...
Yep, they both hit. There you go.
Okay, perfect.
So, all right, let's deal with the damage of the first one. So it was 2 damage plus 14, which is 16, plus another 6, so that's 22. Do you wish to smite on this first one?
Oh, I'm smiting on both of them. I'm
okay, all right, let's just deal with the damage one at a time.
I was about to, like, stop you, V, if you were going to railroad them into not using a smite. It sounded like you were going to, like, all right, here's the damage, we're done. Okay, next one.
No. All right, smite, which level are you casting at?
Oh, I'm casting it at 4th level.
Do you get extra damage if it is a fiend, demon, or undead?
Let me check. Yes.
I don't remember.
Then
I
you
think
get
it's
an,
fiends?
1d8. So again, let me roll this at 4th level and then add my... Oh, well, you know what? I didn't. Come on. Let me look at how many dice that is.
Extra damage is 2d8 for a first level spell slot plus 1d8 for each spell slot above first. So you decided to cast it at 4, which makes it 5d8 plus an extra 1d8 because it is undead or a fiend. So you can do 6d8.
So that's an extra 25 damage on that first one.
Holy shit. Alright, I might change my mind about who it wants to attack now. And your second one, your second set of damage was 2 plus 14 plus 3 and plus 8, Jesus Christ. So 16 plus 8 is 24, so that's 27. And then roll whatever level smite you want to
do. I'm rolling it at 3rd this time, 4th this time? No, 3rd, because I just want to save my 4th. You know what, fuck it, I'm just going to use another 4th. Okay. I'm going to use it for this anyway. So who cares?
This is Otana we love.
And that one was 36.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck yeah.
No.
Set this thing back to where it fucking came from.
Or so help me.
Oh God, you made this too hard. I hate it. You guys did almost 200 damage in a round. This is why I have no fucks about how hard I make things for you now. Do you see that? Zero fucks. Okay, cool. Done.
So how much, how bad is, I mean, we can't see it because it's got the flat darkness around it.
Yeah. It's darkness around the feet. You can see, like, its head area and, like, wherever the fuck you're attacking, like, roughly leg area. It looks pretty fucked up. It looks very unhappy with its life decisions. It's pretty unhappy with whatever brought it here to bleed all over the fuck everywhere. There is a lot of blood, and it is pooling on the floor. It is bleeding from so many holes, and the amount of tax y'all have put into it. It looks super fucked up.
I would like, as flavor... Mm-hmm. Bend down, put my finger in the blood, and make little, like, blood marks under my eyes like a warrior.
Casey, this is everything I ever wanted.
Okay, you have gotten me exactly into the right headspace of being a very angry Zoltana tonight.
It's so beautiful. I love it. Okay, that is... Raoul goes over. That is the held action of Laffian, so that's that go over. It is now the lair's go. Wait, no, I still have a legendary action. So at the end of Raoul's go, it has a legendary action, and what it's going to do is going to beat the shit out of Zoltana, because it's here. Because you just fucking nuked the shit out of it, dude. Okay, that is a... What? 32 versus your armor class.
I don't know why you even ask me when it's that high.
I don't know.
Like,
I just
like
I
you know
like
that the answer is that it's not that it's higher than my armor class.
All right, because you are raging, you take 15 points of bludgeoning damage plus 22 points of necrotic damage. I now need you to make a con save to hold on to Bless.
God, I can't believe I'm that low again.
I actually got it wrong. 37 halved is 18. So yeah, you only just made it last time. You basically have to beat an 18 with a con save.
Okay. Well, I didn't, so...
Bless drops off from all of you.
Boo!
Boo! All right, now this the lair actions go. The lair action, the darkness completely disappears.
All right.
It can only see... One of the head rears back and emits a very loud howl that makes your mind just begin to feel like everything is disorientated, like you can't concentrate, you don't know what the fuck is happening. It kind of affects your very bones and your muscles. I need Laffian, Raoul, Zoltana, and Lethera to make wisdom saves. It can't see Squash, and it has to see to be able to do that.
I got a 24, so you can formally
eat
my
ass.
You
got a 20... Yep, you got a 24. You can't add it to yourself. Okay.
You can.
Oh, she can?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, so Zoltana, you got a 28 and you save. Lethera got a 28 and she saves. Laffian got a...
I'm using a luck point.
Okay, good call.
26. The
yes,
original was
you
a 15.
And... Yeah, the original would have fucked you. And Raoul, what did you get?
27.
You also save. Nothing happens on its round. Laffian, it is now your go.
Hi.
Hi.
What
do you want to do?
I can only heal one of you guys. Which one looks worse?
Probably Raoul, honestly. Well, no, actually, I'm
probably
at 17.
Raoul now, yeah.
Yeah, Zoltana looks worse just by a small margin, but, I mean, Raoul can take more hits, probably.
That's
yeah,
true.
Meta-wise, Raoul can take
Raoul
hits
can't
using...
die.
Yeah, he can take hits using his key points. Zoltana is running low.
Yeah,
Zoltana,
all right.
Zoltana looks... When you look at Zoltana, you can, like, almost... Like, her aura's not usually super visible, but right now there is a visible aura of, like, red pulsing rage around her.
You can actually see the aura through the darkness. It's that fucking
yes.
intense.
The darkness disappeared, however.
That's valid. Yeah. Okay, so Laffian's gonna run over to Zoltana. He's gonna stay behind her so that bad thing is there.
Yep.
And he's going to put a hand on her back and be like, "Keep going. We have it where we want it."
Okay.
You're doing a touch?
It's a touch.
Okay, so you were 60 feet out from Zoltana.
Shit. I can still get to you, though. Where is it? Which one is it? Yeah, I can do it. All right, I just have to use my there and back again ability. So basically...
That's fine.
He runs forward the 30 feet and then uses his bonus action to teleport another 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
To Zoltana, heal her, and then at the end of his turn, he teleports backwards 30 feet.
Okay, so then he'll only be 30 feet out in total.
Right, it's the spell's literally
yep,
called there and
perfect.
Back again for a reason.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I do remember this. Yeah, that's totally fine. You can absolutely do that.
Okay, so I'm spending 9 points in total. Zoltana, you're gonna get a big wad of health, I hope. Okay, alright, well, that's something. You regain 32 HP.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm, yeah.
That's a lot more than I had, so I appreciate it.
That was my action and my bonus action and my movement. I'm done. Fire elemental, punch the fucking thing.
Okay, go for it.
Nat 1 and a 15.
Fail.
And he's gonna touch him in the butt. Fire damage.
That's
his butt is super flame resistant for some reason.
Yeah, because it takes one fire damage.
Jesus Christ. It's only half as effective. That's fine. It takes all of one.
It takes 0.5 damage.
This is beautiful. And then you teleport back 30 feet.
Yep.
Zoltana, you can almost see the wounds that you have sustained. You can see them knitting together, just looking down at your arms. You can just see it happening in your skin. Okay. Squash.
So, Squash is gonna hide, and then he's gonna hit this thing.
Okay. Bonus action, you have hidden.
Yes. So, I'm going to hit...
it can't see you.
I'm gonna hit this thing. And let's see, that would be a normal... Yeah, okay, I have it set up right.
It is menaced as fuck, yeah.
Yeah. What? I got a 15.
What? That failed.
What? Can I at least get, like, a fucking 1 so I can use my stupid, like, halfling luck to re-roll this shit? Why am I sitting in the fucking 2-3 state range? Jesus fucking Christ. I'm still fucking hidden. My turn is goddamn over. Eat a dick.
Bolt
Jesus.
Goes wide. Bolt goes between his legs. Just hits nothing. Alright, cool. I guess that squash is go over.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yes. It is now the creature's go.
Oh, it sure as fuck ain't going after Squaws, who apparently hasn't participated in this fucking fight.
It doesn't even know you're here, dude.
They had a halfling with them? I didn't even see him.
Okay. Okay.
Don't worry, guys. I'll loot your corpses and bring all your stuff back to your spouses.
Yay.
I don't know how much of a dick I'm gonna be. I think I need to be full on dick mode.
Oh no.
I think you need to not.
I do? Yeah, you're right. The creature. It doesn't actually know where Squash is. It does know where Lathera is. Okay. The creature is going to take a few steps to the left.
And then a step to the right.
So it can get closer to or stand between where Lathera is and where Zoltana and Ral are standing.
Does it move out of threat range for them?
Yes. You can both take opportunity attacks.
Oh, I'm going to.
Reconsidering her choices.
My bonus action?
I regret nothing.
Do I get my bonus action on my opportunity attack?
One attack, that's
nope. One attack, a singular attack.
Come on, baby.
All right, Raoul, what did you get?
27 to hit for 8 plus 1 plus 3.
So 12?
12.
Okay, this thing looks very unhappy with its life choices. And Zoltana.
I got 22 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
Only just, but yes.
For 21 damage.
Are you going to smite?
Oh, you bet your sweet, sweet patootie I'm gonna smite this fucker.
I love life.
For an additional 18 damage.
Fantastic. It looks very unhappy.
No. Stop moving.
So it is now standing between where Lathera could get to and where you two are. So it's roughly 15 feet, which is its length of range.
Bring it on, motherfucker.
No, it's not. Not for this one. Fuck. Its tail technically has 15 feet. Nope, okay. It only goes out 10 feet. It's making its way towards Lathera, who it knows is completely fucked up. It is going to just attack the two of you with its special ability called Rampage.
The two of whom?
Between Raoul and Zoltana as it makes its way over towards where Lathera is. So it moves 10 feet and it's going to rampage at the two of you.
Oof.
Okay.
Rampage. Which means it makes two... I don't want to use the word tentacle. Uses its tentacle attacks against each creature within reach. All right, let's do Zoltana first. 21 versus your armor class.
Yep.
Okay, you are raging, so you take 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I also need you to make a constitution saving throw.
For what?
Against what it is attacking you with. Its tentacles have something in it that will completely screw you.
I was going to be like, I already lost my grip on Bless, so I don't know why. that is a 14.
Yes, that is a fail. Your maximum hit point is reduced by 17.
Oh, okay.
This reduction lasts until the target finishes a long rest. You will die if you hit zero while it does this kind of stupid shit.
Like, I'm going to, like, think it like has... it'll, like, skip my... as in, like, I will...
Yeah. So by using its tentacles throws? In this way... Yeah. Basically, if Athera gets hit once more, she is dead. There are no death saves for her. She is on 4 hit points maximum. All right. So you're down that amount, and it hits you again. Second part of its rampage. Yes, it hits for 17 bludgeoning damage. I need you to make a con saving throw, please.
18?
Plus your aura.
That is a fail.
Aura.
Oh, yeah, aura.
So, 22?
Mm. 21. Still fails.
Oh.
22. Yeah. Your charisma is 4. however, you still fail. And you reduce your maximum hit points by 17.
Again?
Raal. Yep.
So it's by...
It attacks you twice with its, like, rampage ability. And both of those 34? Can drop your maximum HP. Yeah, 34 in total down.
Do it, V. Raal. Do it, V.
Raal, 24 versus your armor class. You take... Do you have any bullshit way of halving damage?
No, I don't think
cool.
I
cool, you take 35 great. Points of bludgeoning damage. I need you to make a con saving throw, please.
Okay, well, I have 24 hit points left.
Then you are unconscious.
I have to use a key point, and then I stay at 1 hit point instead.
Okay, that's fine. I still need you to make a con saving throw.
Uh-huh. 28.
Your maximum hit point isn't reduced. It hits you again.
Damn it.
For a massive fuck you, and you take 35 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right, another key point.
Okay, I need you to roll a con saving throw, please.
Okay. 20, unnatural.
Aura.
Plus 4 from Sultana.
Plus 4, 24.
You just pass. Your maximum hit point is not reduced. Okay, that's the end of its go. Actually, no, it's not. It's going to continue stomping its way towards Lothera.
Stop it!
I'm going to attempt to recharge its rampage. Okay, I'll put that in the box. All right, it is now... It
can mean anything.
Lothera's go. He's on 4 hit points.
Run!
And is staring down this big fucking monster. it is kind of in melee range. She's going to disengage and fuck off. She is running. She knows she's screwed. She is disengaging and she is running the fuck away. She wishes she could stay, but she's on 4 hit points. She gets hit again, she's toast. Okay, Sultana, it is 20 feet away from you. What do you want to do?
Okay. Look, this thing is going to keep knocking my fucking shit down and kill me at some point. So at this point, Zoltana's like, you know, fuck it. If I'm going down, I'm going down in a blaze of glory. And I'm going to attack it with Cal, the truly great greatsword. And don't forget, I do have an advantage because I can see it now. So that's my first one.
If you are looking at it, you will go through a bunch of stuff. So if you are looking at it, you will have to take a bunch of wisdom saves.
Well, oh, I don't...
Hence why everybody has been rolling flat.
Okay. I don't understand how you can attack something without looking at it. So I guess I'll roll the wisdom saves. Because what the fuck okay. else can you... Like, what am I gonna do? Just, like, go by, like, the sound of its of my heart? Like, I don't know what you...
Basically... Kind of, yeah. This thing is massive and it stomps around that you can get a good, like, if you just swing wildly backwards, you're going to probably potentially hit it.
Can
like,
I
that's kind of
look at it tail specifically? Is there a way I can look at it where I'm not looking directly at it that I can still get my advantage? What part of it would drive me insane to look at? Because I assumed it would be the face.
Basically, kind of the whole thing of it just emits like madness and strangeness. That's kind of the whole point of them. You can opt to take a wisdom save, but if you fail, you will suffer an effect. And they are unpleasant and the save is really high.
Okay, I'm just gonna go with where I know it is because it attacked me. So I'll.
Okay. There are basically enough of you menacing it that I'm happy just to roll it straight.
Okay, well then the first one is a 23.
That one hits. Would you like to smite?
Yes.
Okay.
This is very frustrating and I hate this entire encounter.
15. So that's 19 damage straight up. Plus a smite. What level smite are you performing?
3.
Cool.
I really truly hate this fucking...
You
encounter.
Slash into it and there is just blood pouring all over you. It's just kind of dripping on you at this point. This thing is very unhappy. There is blood pouring from everywhere. You are kind of drenched from head to toe. You are bathing in its blood. Those two bloodlines you put underneath your eyes, you can't even see them. You are so covered in blood.
Cool.
Still alive. The second attack was a 13. Unfortunately, that misses.
I think I have another inspiration that I've saved. So I'm going to use that. Try to re-roll this.
I think you're right, and I think that's your last inspiration.
I believe you're right. That one's a 22 to hit.
That one just hits. Would you also like to smite m'lady? M'lady Zoltana?
I'm gonna smite. That's another 16. I don't know if you can tell that I'm really done with this encounter at this point, but...
Zoltana...
I am very done.
How do you want to smite this thing to death?
Oh, thank you.
I'm super upset. I couldn't feeble mind any of you.
No!
I'm so gutted. Zoltana, bathed in blood.
I'm going to run up. I'm going to... I'm assuming that there's just so much blood in my eyes that I can't see very well. I'm gonna feel to run up its back and just chop its head off.
Heads.
There are two.
Cleave effect. It gets through both.
Yeah, cleave effect. You can take them both off. Yeah, as you kind of blindly run up this thing and you just swipe blindly and both the heads come clean off and you can feel them bouncing on the ground. You struggle to stay on this thing as it too falls and hits the ground, narrowly missing the forge, narrowly missing where Squash is hiding. Effectively. behind the anvil. You did it, guys. You killed a Demogorgon.
I'm fucking so done.
This fucking thing.
There was no joy in killing that creature for me. This was just a fucking ordeal.
I'm so sad. I really wish I'd managed to feeble mind at least one of you.
Sorry.
Gutted.
I spent
gutted.
Everything I could on that, and then I got saved by the saving throw.
Saved by Zoltana. Yeah. It's dead.
Rawl.
What are you going to do?
Rawl is at 1 HP and has taken some additional hits, which is a All thing right. that he's not quite used to yet. So he just collapses in the blood and just takes a bit of a moment to reel around in discomfort.
I am going to cast... I'm going to go over and slice the heads into little bitty pieces out of rage.
Okay. Continued rage. You slice its head into pieces. Absolutely.
And then I'm going to go and cast a level 2 cure wounds on Rel.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow.
Now there is no curing Lathander.
Lathera.
All her damages.
Correct.
I can.
Oh boy.
Yeah. The only thing she can do is rest. That's literally it.
Yeah. Can we just take a?
No one has greater restoration.
I can fix it if it's HP maximum reduction.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I can fix it.
I think all three of us have it. She has it the worst.
Sultana got hit too.
My HP is now max, is now until I rest reduced for good by 34.
Okay.
Lethera, when she hears the thudding, the smashing of like the Cal, the truly great great sword, smashing into them multiple times, cutting this head into a fine powder mush, she kind of just like sinks to the floor with her back against like one of these walls. She looks fucking done.
Do I get a Demogorgon soul?
You just killed it with Cal.
Yes.
Oh my
God. I'm going to say yes. Yes. Yes, you can. For sure. Fuck yes.
Oh.
I'm going to add a soul. I'm so far from
Rethix, how do you feel about that?
Maybe you should go ask him on Twitter. Everyone go ask Rethix on Twitter how he feels about killing a Demogorgon.
Spoilers.
I only have 35 of 50 souls. That's so depressing. That can't be right. Oh, whatever.
I think it is. You guys generally haven't killed and fought a lot because he fights. All right. Yeah. So Lethera sitting on the floor, Demogorgon cut into pieces. The four of you just smashing shit to pieces and or healing. There you go.
So I definitely want Sultana to take the rage and hate that she's feeling and go fucking work on that anvil covered in Demogorgon blood. Like, using the fucking hat, like one of its heads as a stool to get all the way to the fucking anvil.
Can Balance send his fire elemental into the forge to light it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do that.
Absolutely, he can.
That's like that dude's favorite spot, basically. He gets
to go
in there and just bask in all of his own radiations.
He starts like rolling around. It's like playing in snow.
Absolutely.
There's soot everywhere.
A little cozy spot for,
yeah,
for
100%.
The fire people.
Your fire elemental can definitely be used to start this forge. Absolutely, it can. It's around for an hour, right?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. This thing will be up and roaring. It would probably be advised whilst forging is happening to probably also resummon it just so you can keep it going. But absolutely, you can get this going. Like, no problem whatsoever. Chuck more coal on the bloody thing and it'll be like, yeah, rolling around like in snow. It'll be very happy.
That works.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's brilliant.
Wow.
Other things that also are important. I would like to gather a vial of the blood for alchemy.
Absolutely.
Alchemy
can.
Friend.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And also, Squash.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind, you think you could use one of your daggers and maybe try to pluck the eyes out? I have a feeling those might be of value to somebody.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll work on it.
Roll a 1d4 if you're trying to grab it, because Sultana is going fucking ham on its head. There may not be much eyes left.
Oh, with eyes wide shut.
1d4.
1d...
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Aye, aye. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you did that.
I'll leave. I'm sorry, I'll leave. All right. Yeah, you managed to gain 2 eyes from the head that Sultana is not currently attacking. You managed to kind of like rescue them, inverted commas.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Gross.
Those are being wrapped in cloth and stuffed in the bag of holding.
Anyone doing anything else before I make Lethera go get plot?
Go get.
No, I don't think Squash has anything he needs to do.
Resting.
Everyone just dying.
Yeah.
Well, let me heal. Max HP bullshit. I still have enough side points. I can take care of that.
You don't understand what she's saying, but you think she's giving appreciation.
Laughing will spend the 14 side points to take care of Zoltana and Lethera's max HP shenanigans.
Fantastic. Absolutely, you can. 100%. Yeah. You see the vitality return to her face. You see her like beginning to feel much stronger. You see the color return to her cheeks. She looks much, much healthier than the 4 hit points that she was on. Sultana, you feel basically the same and like, fuck it. You just get your 35 hit points back. I don't really give a shit.
Brain coffee.
Yeah. Brain coffee. You get coffee back. As you regain 35 hit points as Laffian kind of like tops you back up and clears this awful byproduct of this awful creature that you are hacked pieces. Lethera goes back up she goes and gets her two tabaxi companions. When she comes back, she mentions that it's probably, you know, mid-ish day. It took a little while to do this fight and to even get here. So it's probably that mid-ish day on day 102. You guys on 102? Is that where we at?
Something like that.
Yep, 102. Oh, today's good day. Today's the goodest days. Yes. It's a dead day. And Raoul can go back to the stalking day.
Oh, okay. That is a good day.
Yeah, good days.
Me and fucking arts have like been Pavolian. Oh, what's the fucking word?
Pavolian
Pavlovian responses to V being excited. Pavlovian. Fuck me.
That I have no idea.
Not a
sure.
word I can say.
Sure. No idea. Doing a pretty good job at it, though. She returns back with her two tabaxi companions, and they see the utter mess that you have made of this room. There is congealing and drying blood and wet blood basically still everywhere. Sultana still kind of covered head to toe, no matter how much you rub it off your face, like there is still blood all the fuck over you. Raoul in a very similar state. The only ones who are completely untouched are Laffian and Squash, who just hid behind the anvil the entire fight and did a lot.
He did a lot of damage. Give him credit.
He did some.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Arts. Once I was out of rerolls and bonuses, I was useless.
Listen, I'm trying to give you face here, man. Just fucking go with it.
No, this face does not deserve being saved.
They return to you all, and the old tabaxi begins to like. Look around, look at the forge, see that you've managed to basically relight the forge with your
elemental,
and they seem fairly happy. They are carrying with them a small amount of black stone, which you would recognize to be onyx. And they kind of look at all of you, and the drow lady kind of like gestures to, I think it was Squash who cast tongues, right?
Mm-hmm.
The drow lady like gestures like mouth and then points at the tabaxi and points back at you and keeps doing that until you get the point.
Yeah. Quick question, Arch. Can Laffia not cast tongues on other people?
I don't have tongues. Mm. Mine's my own special psionic.
Ah, okay. Well, then Squash is going to drop our tongues on the tabaxi that's being pointed at.
Okay. The old tabaxi kind of like smiles and nods and says, thank you, I appreciate this a lot. Makes this a lot easier.
You're welcome.
Well, I have been told by the children that you, and he looks at Sultana, you need to forge things for your task. Do you know what it is that each of you wants to have made?
I got a sword. I got a shield. So new armor. I want to make new armor.
he smiles at you, looks at the very small amount of onyx that's in his hand, and he's like, I apologize. I probably haven't made this very clear. They can't hear me. They don't understand. It's fine. Each of you is to take a part in being a bigger creature, if I understand. Something far more powerful than humans and mortals and creatures like the Demogorgon there. Each of you needs an anchor, magical way of focusing you as you become part of a bigger whole. You've probably, having spoken to some of them, you're aware that all avatars must have something to tie them down, to keep them focused. Each of you must have one as well.
Oh, so like what? I'm confused. Like a talisman?
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right, since this is my task, can I pick what everyone's talisman is? Because I kind of have ideas.
Abso-fucking-lutely, dude.
he takes a few steps over to you, and you can see that he has basically four small lumps of onyx. And he says, I believe that it is possible for you to do that. There are certain things that your companions must talk you through as you forge each of these. They are to be quenched in the blood of the Demogorgon.
Oh, that's
easy. Why I believed that. Yeah, you see him smile and look at the blood fucking everywhere.
I am just head to toe soaked in blood. I look like fucking Carrie at the prom right now.
At this point, you're trying to keep the bars clean of blood by holding them not in the blood that you're all around.
Yeah, I went to wipe my hands off on my shirt, and then I realized that my shirt is drenched in blood, and then I went to do it on like my tights, and then I realized my tights are drenched in blood, and I'm just like... I walk over and I wipe my hands on Squash.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
You meanie.
I can promise you, like, if you did it, like, literally, Squash would just be like, yep. Like, after what Sultana just went through.
That's what my today is.
Yep.
That's what my day is. he turns to you and he says, that should work. There are things that each of them must talk you through as you create this item for each of them. Onyx is very difficult to work and skill is required, yes, but mostly strength in the case of Onyx. Do you know what you wish to make for each of them and for yourself?
Yeah. I do. I want to make us rings.
Great. You see that he smiles. He clearly approves. He thinks that's a really neat idea.
And they're each going to have an animal talisman on them.
Can my ring go on my horn?
Yes.
Cool.
He says, okay. Your fire elemental. Is he able to stay for a few hours?
If that is what is required, I can make it so.
I can clear his schedule.
It is.
7, 14, 21.
Poor fellow. Working overtime.
I can have it stick around for, including this hour, 8 hours total.
You should only need 4. It should take roughly 1 hour per casting.
That should be fine then.
Excellent. Okay, Zoltana. Who do you wish to start with?
Squash.
Okay.
Okay. You will need to be roughly within 10 feet of her and try not to get in the way of the hammer. As he says that, he places the onyx pieces down in front of Zoltana on the anvil, and he goes off and gets, like, brings back a hammer. He brings back a variety of different tools that you're probably going to need. He teaches Squash and all of you the names of the different items, because once Tongues wears off, he's got no way of guiding you. After the first one, unless Squash can cast it again, you're going to be on your own. Okay. He teaches you the names of all the different items. He teaches you exactly what each of the steps are. He talks them through very quickly. It starts off with creating the onyx, making the onyx exceptionally hot, picking it up in all the different items. He makes it clear that all the tools used when they are basically handed to and taken from has to be done by the person that is assisting Zoltana. For example, if it's Squash's ring that is being made, Squash needs to be the one that hands over things. He teaches you to heat things. He teaches you to pour things. He teaches you where to hit and how to create a very basic ring structure. He shows you how if you get it hot enough, it is actually malleable enough and will take impressions enough that you can create little carvings by using the various tools. He mentions that as you begin to create those carvings, as you begin to put those imprints into them, as you kind of make them their specific animals that you want to have on each of them, he mentions that the person that the ring is being made for will have to talk you through very particular things. That they need to speak with you about the strongest memory that they have. Speak with you through their biggest regrets, their proudest moments, and their happiest moment. He says it's very key that they continue talking to you about their life so that as you create this, you are infusing them into the object.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to 169 of The Lucky Die. It's this has been an episode. This was a lot of fun, as you can probably hear. I want to say thank you to patrons, our new patrons, Kelly Throw, Dylan Mastard, I'm so sorry if I'm butchering your name, Pat Sions, who also need to thank for Kofi, and also Jason Rollins. If you want to get hold of us for any reason, you can email us theluckydiepodcast@gmail.com, and you're about to hear a trailer for a podcast called Roleplay Retcon. They seem like a lot of fun, so hang about and listen to those. Really, I want to say thank you for listening. We apologize for the lateness of some of the episodes. Some of us have been having life TM happen at us. As you can hear, my throat is still a little bit scratchy and unwell. We're actually all doing okay. Just wanted to apologize for being late, and hopefully we'll be back on schedule. All right, folks, stay safe out there and have a good week. Bye.
Welcome to Roleplay Retcon Studios, located at the nexus of all alternate universes, including the sexy vampire ones.
Ooh.
At Roleplay Retcon, we remake famously disappointing movies using comedy, hindsight, and tabletop RPGs.
Like Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, but specifically not Dungeons & Dragons. We take a second pass at guilty pleasures like Batman and Robin or Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and even some controversial favorites like Twilight.
But I love those movies.
We do too, and all of the movies we do have something to love. If they didn't, there would be nothing to reimagine. At the end of each series, we compare our vision to the original films, because why the f*** not?
I can't wait to listen to Roleplay Retcon on nerdsmith.org or wherever you get podcasts.
I'm gonna listen to it before you do.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.